This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100
word stories.
Hello, everyone out there. This is Lawrence Simon, and it's time for the 100 Word Stories podcast. Now, normally I read a 100 word story, or one of the crazy regulars will read one, but it's Saturday, so it's time for the weekly challenge. The weekly challenge is where I give out a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. I've done this a few times before, and this is episode 13. Now, most people read their own stories, but others, well, I just have to say that celebrities always focus on the big diseases like AIDS and cancer, but ignore the tragic horror of microphonophobia, the fear of microphones. No, really, Timmy, come here, come up to the microphone and tell the world. No, come up here, stop cowering in the corner and women, whatever. It happens every time we try to hold the telethon. The poster boy just goes nuts. Or maybe he's just afraid of the perverted midget we use to read the stories when people don't record them themselves. The topic this week was a story about... well, what was it about? Now I can't remember. Oh, defenestration, otherwise known as throwing things out of windows. How many stories did we have this week? 1, 2, 3, 7! Well, who goes first? We figure that out by tallying up the votes from last week, and, crap. We have a four-way tie. Did you do this, Beck? I know it was you. Okay, well, we've got Caleb of the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast, Will of Smart Bomb Radio, Colek from The Collective, and Lisa of Lemons and Lollipops. Congratulations to you all, but I'm stuck with a four-way tie. Now, if you want to find out where these people's sites and podcasts are, you can head to the archive site at podcasting.isfulofcrap.com and look at the links. And you can let them know, hey, come on, drum up a little more audience here. Get a few more votes in. Come on, stuff the ballot boxes. But, you know, let's just get this over with. Four-way tie. My brain's hurting from too much ice cream. Fine. Lisa, yours was delightfully perverse. We're going to hand it to you this week. Congratulations. Oh, and since she didn't send one in this week, nobody wins. I'm going to let Marcus T. present his story, and it kind of got caught in the spam filters from last week. So his wins, haha. You ready, midget? You going to read this for him?
Ready, boss.
Okay, here we go.
At 12, Dad bought us a Schwinn 10-speed. One day I rode to the local school. Spying a neighbor, I thought I'd show off a bit. I yelled, "Watch me slam into this brick wall," pointing at a short wall extended from the schoolhouse to the sidewalk. Intending to brake before hitting the wall, I gathered speed. I hit the brakes. No brakes! I flew off the bike and did an exquisite Superman into the grass beyond. The neighbor's boy's eyes are still as big as saucers 20 years later.
Don't go anywhere, midget. I'm still gonna need you, unfortunately. Celeste is a first-timer, and she says she's been inspired by the topic. However, not inspired enough to overcome her fear of microphones. Take it away, midget of many deviant behaviors.
Today, we're visiting Planet Thera, where life forms are born old and die young. We're here at the window of a little cottage right off the main dirt path from where we started our journey. Let's listen to a conversation between 5-year-old Judy, born 108 years ago, and her mother, born 174 years ago.
Well, Mom, I guess the key to a happy life is, day after day, defenestrate the habits and influences of a lifetime and do it gracefully. Simply out the window with it all, one day at a time. Judy, you have the wisdom of ages.
Thank you, Celeste. I'm looking forward to more stories from you in the future. Okay, once the winner and the rookies are done, we check up on the rest of the stories. The first story of the group is Ellison from Blogged Ellison. He's back, and better than ever. Let's check up on what he's got cooking in his digital kitchen. Hello, this is Ellison, welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of the 13th weekly challenge is the word defenestrate. This story is entitled Author, Author. Money was tight in London, and so the two friends, writers both, decided to share a garret. Sparsely furnished and plain, it was nevertheless home. Over time, Charles became successful, writing novels that were frequently published in serial form. His roommate's work, meanwhile, found no takers. He grew despondent. One day, after Charles had sold yet another novel, his friend received another in a seemingly endless parade of rejection slips. Heartbroken, he leaped through the garret window, his body landing on the cobblestones below with a wet thud. "Who was this?" a horrified constable asked Charles. "I'm Dickens. He's defenestrated." This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Well, folks, I know you missed him. Let's give a big hand for Ellison of Blogged Ellison. Well, we also welcome back the disgusting musings of Beck from Insight. He came up with this topic, and he's been pushing it week after week. I've been wondering why he's been pushing it week after week, and, well, now we find out. And, unfortunately, it has to be read by the perverted midget. Yeah, it's a hat trick for you. Oh, God, that's disgusting. Put down that song. No. I mean, hat trick as a third one, like three goals in hockey. Oh, just read this. Beck says it's a true story.
For lack of anything better to do on a Saturday night, I attended a happy hour with a friend's coworkers. They did tech support for Cisco, a bunch of hard-drinking geeks. There she was, a beautiful woman amidst the geeks, one of their coworkers, my type, gorgeous, intelligent. It was getting late, and the subject had somehow turned to vocabulary words. I turned to her and asked, "But do you know what the greatest word of all time is?" She responded without hesitation, "Defenestrate." My favorite word. I was gobsmacked, stunned, in love. I never saw her again.
Aw, that's so sweet. Okay, you're out of here.
Whee!
Out you go. And be glad that I opened the window first. Okay, folks. Andrew Ian Dodge of the Dodging Reality podcast and Dodge Blogium and... Oh, just look at the links on the side of the site. Okay, cue up the flying monkeys, folks.
The defenestration of the Order had begun. Those unable to complete their task were dealt with in the most useful of manners. After a week of sleep deprivation, nil by mouth, and mental torture, the unsuitable recruits were more than willing to die for the cause. It was fortunate that a significant date was approaching, so they might do his will, and further, his aims. For the Cabal, it was merely the cull of undesirables. As the young men headed to their desks, the Cabal felt no guilt at all. The Cabal didn't hear their screams of pain, either.
For more tales of the Cabal, just keep coming back here. Andrew's been rattling them off one by one over the past few weeks. Okay, he's a man of many hats, personalities, and faces, but we know him as Kolek from the Collective. Let's hear what he has for us this week.
Hi, Kolek here from The Collective, and I have another 100-word story. Today is Jim and the Defenestration Party. Jim went to the defenestration party, ignorant of its meaning. After drinks, a ritual began. The spokesman called for a volunteer, and Jim obliged. "Newcomer, hereafter you're a god to us," the leader said. Jim enjoyed everyone's awe and reveled in his status. Finally, he was crowned and lifted to the window. Now he knew the truth. "Well, wait. You can't just throw me out the window. They set him down, surprised. But you are our savior, they pleaded. He felt responsible to them, but knew that the fall could be deadly. Would he leave a lesser man, or take the plunge?
Oh no! A cliffhanger! Oh well. Okay, care for a drink? Caleb's been serving them up in his dapper suit down at the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. Let's see what's flying out of his windows at the swanky club.
Hi, my name's Caleb, and I'm from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast, which, oddly enough, can be found at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And I've got a 100-word story for you. His demonstration of defenestration led to adulation and the admiration of all the men in that location witnessing the strange occasion. For what was shown when the window was blown was that the demonstration of defenestration had left his whole administration quite alone. They knew he was no reprobate, this man who would defenestrate himself without apparent thought for his own health. But the executive imperative that led me to this narrative reminds me to conclude it and to not leave you deluded like the administration who watched that demonstration. It wasn't quite so bad. He landed on a pad.
Wow. Okay. Alright. Well, that was Caleb from Black Tie Martini Club podcast, podcast. That's it for the folks on this planet. Now let's pick through the wreckage at Roswell and see what's going on in the twisted whack job mind of... Hold on, I need to suck up a lungful of my special gas for this.
Planet Z. Dogs barking in the neighbor's yard. The babysitter dials the emergency number, but hangs up. No. She looks out the window, down at the bloody splatter that used to be little Johnny Evanston.
He just fell out the window. I swear, I...
No way they'd believe her. She went outside to look at him closer up. Dog still barking. That's when it hit her. She opened the gate, watched the neighbor's Rottweilers make a beeline for Johnny.
I was taking him for a walk, and all of a sudden...
She wonders.
Will I still get paid?
The Z, the Z, the Z. Okay, there you have it. A bunch of stories about defenestration and one that I forgot to add in last week. Thanks to everyone who rose to the challenge and sent in their stories, despite my spam filters. A job well done. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, you can head to the archive site at podcasting.isfulofcrap.com and vote for your favorite one from this week. And try to bring in a few more voters. I mean, this isn't Florida. This is a democracy. You know, there's more to do at the archive site, you know. Why is it called the archive site? That's where I archive all the old stories. 700 of them, and all the past weekly challenges, too. And there's plenty of subscription options, so you can keep up with the daily madness here. And you can rate this podcast on Yahoo, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, Podcast This, Podcast That, Bubble Cola. Who's new? Well, let's see. Who are the fans? Ah, the Schwagcast. That's right. Get your swag off on the Schwagcast. What is a swag? Anyway, that's enough from me. Good night. And I hope to hear from you next week.